And I want to share with you a message entitled Angel Gabriel. Say Angel Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
Say it again.
Angel Gabriel.
Wherever you are, I'm going to read the scripture for you. And I want you to understand this scripture very well. Are you ready for the scripture? I want you to understand the scripture very, very well. And before I read the scripture, I want to give you some points. 9 duties of Angel Gabriel. Say 9 duties.
9 duties.
Of Angel Gabriel.
Of Angel Gabriel.
The first thing, as I said before, angels are created by God. Angels are created by God. Angels are created by God. And Gabriel is one of God's angels. There are so many angels that move with us. Sadly, the world has believed so much in the existence of demons than believing in the existence of God's angels. To a point and a level that when some people are in a certain problem, they will believe first to say, I think I am demonically possessed. I think I need deliverance. But when they are saved from an accident, they will never say, I think an angel of God came to save me. The world has believed so much in the existence of demons than believing in the existence of angels. We have seen so much the manifestation of demons. When we say, come out, we see demons manifesting. But we have never seen angels manifesting until God said, 2018, I want to manifest through the presence of angels.
Oh, yes, Mesa. We hear you, Papa.
Most Christians, you are aware of the presence of demons. How they destroyed your business. How they destroyed your marriage. How they destroyed your peace. We are aware of how demons messed up everything about you. But we have never acknowledged when something good happens. Until God said in 2018, my children will begin to see the duty of angels.
I receive.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So for a long period of time, and for a long time, we have seen demons destroying our things, our lives, but we have never seen angels doing things on our behalf. Until tonight, when you live here, I want to promise you, don't be surprised if you see money appearing in your accounts. Don't be surprised if you see proposals. Don't be surprised if you see jobs coming that you never applied for. Don't be surprised if you see people you never knew giving you jobs, calling for you. Air tickets being bought for you. You're flying abroad. Don't be surprised when millions of dollars are being discussed on the same table with you in the form of contracts. Don't be surprised because we have reached a level where the angels of God want to demonstrate God is powerful. Yahweh is great. Are you hearing me, somebody?
We hear you, Mesa. Mesa, 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 Mesa. Praise Papa.
As I say, we have seen demons devastating. People who read the Bible, they know what I'm preaching about. The Bible says, then I saw the red dragon. And after seeing the red dragon, the next verse you're going to read, then I saw the angel of the Lord. Each time there was a demon in the book of Revelation, it was dealt with by an angel.
Oh, yes.
Just the below verse.
Oh, yes.
Each time you read your Bible, wherever there was a demon involved, the Bible speaks in the book of Jude that Satan went to steal the body of Moses.
Speak, Major.
As anointed as Moses was, his body, the devil was trying to steal it until an angel of the Lord said, I rebuke you, Satan.
Oh, yes.
Wherever you read something evil, you will read the angel of the Lord being involved.
Speak, Major.
When Jesus was killed, put in the grave, when people want to see him, guess who they found? Angels. Some people may think maybe angels were very important in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we don't need angels. I know some people, they think they know the Bible so much that they may even argue Jesus himself if they could meet him. They'll be like, no, in these days, we don't need angels. Hey, there's the Holy Spirit. Wow. Do you know that even Jesus, after he left, when his disciples, including Peter, after Peter received the Holy Ghost, do you know that he was also delivered by an angel from the prison?
Oh, yes, Major.
So angels never stopped working. They are still working. But the devil dominated so much to a level whereby we have so much knowledge of Satan, so much knowledge of witchcraft, to a level when you are sleeping in your house, a certain movement is happening in the night. The first thing you think, something evil is happening in my house. Not in this year.
Oh, yes, Major.
When you hear movement, it'll be an angel moving in the house.
Oh, yes, Major. I receive, Papa. Speak, my oracle.
So I'm tired of demons visiting my house.
I'm tired of demons visiting my house.
In 2018, it'll be angels.
It'll be angels.
Ha. I really expected to hear some joy in the heaven. Hear this. So angels are very important. They come to prove Satan wrong. They come to prove demons wrong. Remember, demons are fallen angels. The opposite of demons is what? Angels. We will see in 2018.
Oh, yes, Papa.
We are watching them. We are watching them. We are watching them.
Speak, Major. Speak, Major. Bring it on, Daddy.
Speak, Oracle. The people who said, who is this person? You see, there are some people in this place who even your own family, they don't count on you. Because you don't bring money, you don't bring anything. They don't even count on you. But guess what? You'll be the most counted in 2018 in your family. I see you building a house for your family.
See.
You know when I talk, I don't talk just word, like just mere words. I speak under the influence of the Holy Ghost.
I
speak by divine perspective. I release it in the spirit.
I receive.
Let it happen in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm seeing a testimony here.
See,
I don't care where you're sitting, up, in the middle, or down, or anywhere behind me, or in the front of me, wherever you are, I don't care. What I care is your testimony.
I
what
receive.
I care is your testimony. What I care
I
is
receive.
Your
I
testimony.
Receive.
I receive. Are you here, somebody? Now, so angels are very important because they are sent by God. Not only God, but even human beings can send angels. The Bible says he makes his angels ministering spirits. So angels can appear in a spirit form. You may not know they are there. Like this here. You'll be entering a house like this. You'll find a bag there. You'll be like, ah. You have no chicken. You have no food in your house. You'll be surprised. One of these days, you open the fridge, the whole fridge is full of meat, chicken, everything.
I receive.
You will be like, wow. In 2018, amazing miracles gonna happen. People will think we are mad. Some will call us witches, some will call us satanic, some will call us evil, but who cares? As long as Jesus calls us his children, as long as we are God, his servants, as long as we are God, the people of his pasture, who cares? Woo! We aren't here to please anybody. We all know one explanation.
Oh, yes, Papa.
We all know, buddy. They will oppose us, but we still move forward. Imagine in 2017, the attacks and oppositions our ministry went through. Especially in December, where some houses, media houses, were employed, given money. Make sure you damage his image and people don't come to the stadium. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Hey, 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 hey.
Divine Encyclopedia.
Oh, yes.
Paranormal Seer.
Oh, yes.
Prognostic Preambulator.
Oh, yes.
Mystical of Ricky Mahana Kalefsi.
Oh, yes.
A.K.A.
Bazooka.
The richest prophet in town. The eagle of the prophetic movement.
Are you here, somebody? Look what God can do. God can humble our enemies, you know? Our enemies are like, may your enemies also do like,
I receive it.
Our enemies are like, what is happening? They're like, yo, Bushiri. Bushiri, Bushiri, what? Am I your cousin? We are unstoppable, unquenchable, undefeatable, undefeatable. We are moving on. We are taking over. In the name of Jesus, we are.
Major, 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 major.
Guess what? In 2018,
oh, yes.
We're going to win souls than never before.
Oh, yes.
We're going to go and preach the message to the villages, to the towns, to the cities, to all continents in the world. We're going to tell them Jesus is Lord and many are coming to the salvation and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
It's impossible, possible with Jesus by my side. I am unstoppable, nothing can stand in my way.
Give God a hand of praise, somebody. And I want to tell you something. In 2018, you'll be going to your house like this. You'll be like, ah, let me go to my bedroom. As you go, you bump something, bam, bam. You can't see it. Like, I can't see something, but I bumped into something else. It's like a human being bumped into you. Who is this who was in my bedroom? As you open the door, a bag of money, a bag of what, a bag of what?
I am unstoppable, nothing can
tell somebody, in this year, you never applied for a job. Your phone will be calling. Krr, krr, krr.
I see.
You say, hello? Hello. Yes. I am Miriam. They're like, we just want to congratulate you because you got a job. You are now the manager. You'll be like,
jeez, I receive major. Speak my oracle. We hear you, Papa.
You'll be like, but I never applied for this job. And you cut them because you feel like maybe it's a scam. You cut them, you put the phone there. Another number. Grrr. You pick the phone there. Hello, madam. This is Dubai. We understand you applied for a job.
Another level. Take me to
somebody. In this year, come on, someone say bye-bye all my suffering, all my poverty, all my problems, sin, you demon of suffering, I say bye-bye. Come on, I want to hear bye-bye. Are you ready for the 9 points? Are you ready for the 9 duties of Angel Gabriel?
Oh, yes.
Number one, I hope some people of you have gotten a copy of the book I wrote about Angel Gabriel. Number one, Angel Gabriel is an angel who brings visions to come to pass. Come on. In the book of Daniel 8, verse 16, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. But you must understand this. This is Daniel who is hearing a voice of a man telling Angel Gabriel to make Gabriel understand Daniel the vision. I thought he's going to hear the voice of God. But the Bible says it was not the voice of God he was hearing. It was the voice of a man telling Gabriel to make Daniel understand the vision. Meaning, a man actually commanded Gabriel to make Daniel.
Oh, yes.
I said a man.
Oh, yes, mate.
Meaning you can command Gabriel to make someone understand. Meaning I, Major One,
oh, yes,
can command Gabriel.
Yes,
you are, you are slow, you are slow, you are slow,
Mesa,
you are slow.
Major, Major. We hear you, Papa. Speak, my oracle.
The Bible says, and I heard the voice of a man telling Gabriel to tell Gabriel to make I to understand. So Gabriel makes people understand their visions. We have so many people here. Some don't even know where they're going. Some don't even know their career. Some don't even understand what they must do in life. But in 2018, ladies and gentlemen,
oh yes,
I have commanded Gabriel.
Ah, yeah, oh yeah. Yes, Mesa.
The Bible says it was a voice of a man telling Gabriel. It's written here. He heard a voice of a man telling Gabriel to make Gabriel make Daniel understand. And I'm praying to God that Gabriel must make you understand your vision, understand your company, understand your career.
I receive.
To make you understand your vision, receive.
I receive.
Daniel had a vision. The vision Daniel had, ladies and gentlemen, he never understood it. He didn't understand. He needed an interpreter. I may have somebody here tonight who says, Major One, yes, I am employed. Yes, I'm married. I'm in this relationship. But I don't understand it anymore. I don't understand my job anymore. I don't understand my life anymore. I don't understand this anymore. Wow, tonight, Angel Gabriel is going to make things better for you. Remember, he's a messenger. He's a messenger of God. Don't forget that. He is not God. He is not worshipped. He is actually sent by God. You can actually command him. So he is not your God. He is a messenger who can make you understand a vision or see a vision.
Oh, yes.
Prophets work so much hand in hand with Gabriel because Gabriel makes them understand visions. If you want to understand your vision, do you have anybody who says, Major, I want to know my life. I can't understand my life anymore. I don't understand myself. I don't know myself. But tonight, I want my life to be understood. I want my life to be understood. Angel Gabriel is being released to interpret your vision, to interpret your dream, to interpret your career, to interpret your school, to interpret whatever you want to do.
I
receive the visitation wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, make it happen. In Jesus' name. So, oh yes.
Oh yes.
So number one, he makes people to understand. One, two, three, go, answer. I can't hear you. To understand what?
Visions, Papa.
Visions. He makes people understand the visions. He is an angel of visions. If we don't use Angel Gabriel, then the question is, why then is he created? If he's not important, then why did God create him? Number two, say number two.
Number two.
If you're following, raise up a hand. Say, I'm following Major.
I'm following Major.
Number two, he's an angel of prediction. He can predict your life. He predicts the future. Oh, I'm talking to somebody who is...
You are talking to us, Major.
He's an angel of what?
Of prediction.
He can predict your future. Don't worry, tonight, I'm just seeing parcels.
I receive, Papa.
It's an angel prediction.
Angel of prediction.
Wow. The same verse of Daniel 8:16. And heard a massive voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid, and I fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for a time of the end shall be the vision. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. So angel Gabriel began to tell him, I will make you understand the future. Do I have anybody who says, Major One, I don't know my future. I don't know what is ahead of me. I don't even know whether this thing is going to happen or not. Do I have anybody here?
Oh, yes, Major.
Guess what? Some of you, when after tonight, when you sleep, the angel will visit you in your dream.
I receive.
And he will tell you about your future in your dreams.
I receive.
Receive it if you believe.
I receive.
He can predict the future. Hey, it's the highest level. This is not the level where we deal with going in a church and the pastor stand in the front and the congregation sits here and they go like, let's pray. Oh, hallelujah. No. This is highest level. It is epicaizo. Ah, yeah, you are slow. You are especially this side. You. This is highest level. Where you'll be sitting like this, and somebody will be like touching you on the shoulder. And be like, oh, who's touching me? You can't see anyone. You'll be like, ah. And you'll be laughing like, ah, Angel Gabriel. What's wrong with you? I'm tired now. Are you here? You'll be driving your car like this, and you check at the back. Oh, there's someone sitting there like, let's go, keep on driving, don't worry. So much supernatural will happen in 2018. But some people will call you a witch, some people will not understand you. But don't you want to let them call you every name they may call you, because they also call Jesus a witch. They also call Jesus satanic. They also call Jesus devil. Don't you worry. This is a year of the sons of God. Those who are children of God will enjoy.
Yes.
Those who are not, they will suffer.
Yes.
I prophesy.
Yes.
I preach.
Jesus.
In this year, we will rejoice. How many are following? How many are saying, Major One, you are talking right to me?
Yes, Daddy.
I can hear.
Bring it on, Daddy.